X-Ban 英语综合技能测试，八年级下。
Unit 1, Lesson 1, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The two men greet each other in French.
2.Nearly 90% of the information on the internet is in English.
3. Talking with native speakers is a good way to improve your spoken English.
4. Li Bing decided to go on a study trip abroad to learn more about Western culture.
5. We attended English classes with international students on weekdays.2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. What do you usually do in your spare time, Dan?
I spend a lot of time on the internet. I often search different websites for information and do some projects. What about you, Kathy?
I usually watch some English programs on TV. I want to be a diplomat when I grow up.
Question. What does Kathy usually do in her spare time?
2. How do you usually communicate with your friends, Ben?
By email, for it is cheap and convenient. What about you, Nicole?
I like neither email nor letter.I prefer to communicate with them by phone. It makes me feel real, and I can hear their voices on the phone.
Question. How does Nicole usually communicate with her friends?
3. Tony, I'm doing a survey on English learning. Can you tell me why you are learning English?
Well, to begin with, it's one of our school subjects. We must learn it well. Second, it can help us get a better job. In addition, we can enjoy English films and plays. What's more, we can access more knowledge and communicate with people in different countries.
Question. Which of the following is not the reason why Tony is learning English? 4. Does English have the largest number of speakers in the world?
I'm afraid not.But it is the most widely used language in the world. It is the official language of more than 70 countries. More than 370 million people speak it as a native language. Another 750 million speak it as a second language.
How amazing!
Question. How many people speak English as a second language?
5. You speak English very well.Do you come from English-speaking countries?
You can say so. English is one of the official languages in our country. But most people in my country speak Chinese. More than 70%, I guess.
Question. Which country does the boy probably come from? 6. Good morning. Welcome to Britain. Passport, please.
Here you are.
Ah, thank you.Are you here on holiday?
No, I am a college student. I've come to learn English.
Question. Why does the boy come to Britain?
3. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Taylor is on the ship. He is going to America. He is talking to a passenger.
Do you live in London?
Yes, I do. I live in Hampstead.
Hampstead? I live in Hampstead, too. London is a funny place. I don't know my next-door neighbor.
I live in Pond Street.
That's funny. I live in Pond Street, too.
I live at number 23 Pond Street.
I live at number 24. You are my next door neighbor. My name is Taylor.
My name is Bennett.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
During my trip to the United States and Canada, I found there were many differences between the United States and Canada. In the U.S., the speed limit signs are in miles. In Canada, they are in kilometers. Road signs advertising tourist attractions in Canada are about one quarter size of the U.S. Canadians must have better eyes. In Canada, they have washrooms marked gents and ladies. In the U.S., we have restrooms for men and women. We went to a shopping mall after we checked in at a local motel. We were surprised when the stores started closing at 5 p.m. Most people don't get home from work until 5. So how does anyone find time to shop? Most malls in America close at around 9 p.m. But later, we found out that the stores usually do not close that early during a holiday in Canada.
Unit 1, Lesson 2, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. I want to be an army officer when I grow up.
2. Linda keeps a diary in English in order to improve her writing skills.
3. My father is a diplomat. He has been to different countries.
4. In order to improve our reading skills, we read English newspapers every day.
5. Our class paid a visit to an agricultural park last Friday. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. What's your dream job, Susan?
My dream job is either to be a diplomat or to be a teacher of English. What about you, David?
It's good to be a diplomat, but my dream is to become a policeman to keep our city safe.
Question: What does David want to be when he grows up?
2. What are you going to do this weekend, Helen?
Our school will organize a visit to an agricultural park, but I've entered for an English speech contest. I have to prepare for it this weekend.
Question: What is Helen's plan for the weekend? 3. Mr. Lee, our math teacher, speaks French very well, and now he is learning Spanish.
As far as I know, he also speaks a little Japanese.
Question: How many foreign languages can Mr. Lee speak?
4. What kind of ice cream would you like, chocolate or strawberry?
Neither, thanks. I like them both, but right now all I want is some water.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 5. What do you think of Professor Johnson's class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I wonder if they will be useful for the tests.
Question: What does the man mean? 6. Ricky speaks French fluently.
He has been to France several times. That's why.
Question: According to the man, why does Ricky speak French fluently?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
A woman was at the cinema, and she was enjoying the film very much. But there was a man in the next seat, and he began looking on the floor under him. The woman was angry and asked, "What are you looking for, sir?" "A piece of cake," the man said to her. "My cake fell to the floor." "A piece of cake," the woman said angrily. It's dirty now. Take this and be quiet, please. I'm listening to the film. The woman gave the man a big piece of cake. But, the man said, my teeth are in the piece on the floor. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容。每空格先填一词。
I'm going to Britain during my summer holidays. I'm going with some friends of mine. We're leaving on July the 5th and returning on August the 7th. We will travel by plane. We'll stay with our host families. Our teacher has told us that British people are very friendly and polite to each other.On weekdays, we'll attend English classes with some Japanese and Korean students. And at weekends, we'll go traveling around the city. It will cost 20,000 yuan. Though it's very expensive, we still feel excited because we always have the dream to go to English-speaking countries, and now it has come true.It's really interesting, don't you think so?
Unit 1, Lesson 1 to 2. A, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Writing an English diary can help us develop our writing skills.
2.Spanish is the third most popular internet language.
3. I like to communicate with my friends by email, for I can practice writing both in Chinese and English.
4. The host family are very kind and friendly to Li Hui.
5. We usually went sightseeing at weekends during our stay in London. 2.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. What do you want to be when you grow up, Steve?
I'm interested in English, and I like to make friends, so I want to be a diplomat.
Then you should do your best to practice more English and read more books now.
Question. What does Steve want to be in the future? 2. Hi, is this your first time here?
Yes. I want to improve my spoken English. And my classmates told me that every weekend there were a lot of foreigners here.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
3. Was the lecture as good as you had expected?
Oh, it's worth the time.
Question. How did the man like the lecture? 4. Where did you go yesterday, Frank?
I went to Oxford Street.
Did you go shopping?
No, I went for an interview and got a job as a sales manager.
Question. What did Frank go to Oxford Street for?
5. You speak English so well.How do you make it?
I spend 10 minutes on English every day, but I never spend an hour on English one day a week.
Question. How much time does the woman spend on English every week? 6. Do you want to share a taxi to the airport?
Actually, I'm not flying. I'm going to the conference by coach.
Question.How is the woman going to the conference? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
One day, a Chinese student went to study English in Britain. His family name was Sun.It was the name of the English word sun. Britain is a country with changeable weather. It is often cloudy or misty, And it rains very often, so the people there don't get much sunshine in the whole year. When the Chinese student got to London, a tall policeman with a long face opened his passport and looked at it. The policeman became very glad to find the Chinese name Sun in the passport. He thought it was just like the English word sun. So he said to the Chinese student, "See, your name is Sun. We need you here." The Chinese student was greatly surprised, but after a moment, the policeman began to smile. "Mr. Sun, you come to Britain with the sunshine, so we don't want you to go away." 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Wendy, I hear you're moving abroad.
That's right. We're going to live in Spain.
That sounds brilliant. I love Spain.
Yeah, I really like Spain too. But I'm a bit nervous about going to live abroad.
I would be too. It must be hard to leave your friends and everything. Where are you going to live? Have you got a house?
We have bought one in the south right near the coast. The sea is only about 20 minutes away.
Fantastic. Have your parents got jobs out there?
Yeah.
Is that why you're going?
Not really. They've always dreamed about living abroad. They thought they couldn't go where my brother and I were young and at school. But now we are at college.And they think it's okay.
So, you're going to college in Spain?
Yeah. But my brother's going to stay where he is, in London.
Unit 1, Lesson 1 to 2, B. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1.We often take part in hobby group activities after school.
2. I want to be a famous writer when I grow up.
3. I buy either Shanghai Students Post or the 21st Century once a week.
4. In order to improve his listening skills, Li Hui listens to tape recording every day.
5.Our class went for a spring outing last Saturday. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Do you want some ice cream or iced tea?
Either, but it'll be better if there's something warm.
Question.What does the woman really want?
2. What are you going to be after you finish school, Calvin?
I hope to be a computer programmer. I like to work on computers. What about you, Nellie?
I have no idea. Maybe I will be a doctor to save people's lives. Maybe I'll try to be a teacher. I love to stay with children.
Question.What does Nellie want to be in the future? 3. How are your piano lessons going?
Very well. My teacher thinks I'm making progress, and I find the lessons well worth the time and trouble.
Question. What does the girl think of her piano lessons? 4. You speak French fluently.
Thank you.It's one of the official languages in my country. English is our native language as well.
Question. Which country does the woman probably come from? 5. When is the next plane to New York?
It leaves at 6:30 and arrives there at about 9.
Question. How long is the flight to New York? 6.I have to give a talk on how to learn English well, but I haven't got enough information.
Why not search the internet?
But I don't know how. Could you help me?
Sure, no problem.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
My husband and I don't like the schools in our area. We don't think the teachers are very good, and the children don't learn very much. Some children at these schools can't read. It's terrible. Go to the schools and look the children fight. Some of them even smoke and drink. No, our children can have a better education at home with us. After all, we are both teachers.
4. Listen to the radio broadcast and complete the following sentences.
听广播，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Good morning, boys and girls. It is 10:30 a.m., and here's a good piece of English news for high school students. This is Peter from the Foreign Language Radio Station. In order to enrich high school students' spare time life and help you know more about computer science, Professor Green will give us a lecture. The topic is how to use the Photoshop, a new software. All members of the computer hobby group should attend it on time. The lecture will be given in the library on January 8th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, others who are interested in the lecture can also join them. We'll give you a warm welcome as well. That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you. Unit 2, Lesson 1, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Jenny is good at typing. She has made a decision to be a volunteer reporter.
2. Our school newspaper includes 4 sections, national and international news, students' voice, fun time, and advice page.
3. Li Ming is interviewing the prize winner, Mary, to get more information for the contest report.
4. The editors discussed the name and sections of the newspaper at their first meeting yesterday after school.
5. Li Xin is reporting to the headmaster about their first school newspaper editors' meeting. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Do you get up at 6:15?
I used to, but now I'm in junior 2. I get up 15 minutes earlier than before.
I get up half an hour later than you, as I often work late into the night.
Question: What time does the girl get up now?
2. Do you read English newspapers?
Yes, I read 21st Century every day.
How often is 21st Century published?
It's published every Wednesday.
Question: How often is 21st Century published? 3. What are you good at?
I'm good at taking photos and writing, and I'm open-minded and easy to communicate.
Question: What job best fits the woman? 4. Excuse me, can you tell me when the James Bond film is showing?
I don't know, but I can tell you how to find it out. It's here in the local newspaper.
Question: How can the man get the showtimes for the film? 5. Linda, what sections does your school newspaper have?
It has news, students' voice, advice page, and fun time.
What's your favorite part?
I like the students' voice best. It contains students' view on some hot issues or topics. Fun time is interesting, too.
Question: What section does Linda like best?
6. Daniel, do you read school newspapers a lot?
Why not? You won't know what's happening on campus unless you read the school newspaper.
Question. What does Daniel mean?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
John and Bobby joined a company at the same time. They both worked very hard. After several years, Bobby became the manager. But John thought it was unfair, so he decided to leave the company. When the boss found out the reason why John wanted to leave, he said, I hope you will do one more thing for our company before you leave. John agreed.The boss asked him to find out if anyone was selling watermelons at the market. John went and soon returned. He said he had found a man selling watermelons. The boss asked him how much they were. John shook his head and went back to the market. When he returned, he told the boss they were $1.2 per kilogram. Then the boss asked Bobby to find a watermelon seller at the market.Bobby went, returned, and said, Only one person is selling watermelons. $1.2 per kilogram, 340 melons in all, and each melon weighs about 2 kilograms. They are fresh. John realized the difference between himself and Bobby. He decided not to leave, but to learn from Bobby.
4. Listen to the letter.And complete the following sentences.
听信件，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Dear Sir, I am writing to introduce myself with the hope of getting the job in Daily News. When I was a child, I was fond of English and always got good grades. In 1997, after 6 years of hard work in Beijing No. 4 Middle School, I entered People's University.I studied English there for 4 years. Luckily, I got my first job when I graduated. I taught English in Beijing No. 4 Middle School from 2001 to 2004. Then I got the chance to receive further education in University of Hawaii in the U.S. That was a precious experience of my life. I learned a lot during those 2 years.I came back to People's University in 2006. I worked as an assistant for 2 years and then as a professor. So far, I have got 13 years of working experience. I've won lots of awards. I was an excellent student of People's University in 2000 and an outstanding teacher of Beijing No. 4 Middle School in 2003. Thank you for reading my letter.And I will appreciate it very much if you can soon reply. Yours sincerely, Li Guolong.